Folks, welcome back to Studio D. Tonight in studio, I am with producer Burrs, Petty Roosevelt, and myself, Degenerate Ale. This is episode 2 of Cox and Cannons. I'm pretty fired up. It was a pretty crazy week. It was week 2 of the EPL, and a lot of stuff went down.
Yeah, it was quite the week, honestly. We had a couple more upsets this week, a couple big losses. But first, ahead of all of that, our Christian Pulisic scored again. This is the second straight week, this time in the first game for Dortmund in the Bundesliga, which is the German league. Mm-hmm. The first goal of the season for Dortmund.
So it was the first goal. Okay, nice.
And it was an absolute rocket. I mean, he was incredible. He takes a couple steps in the box, maybe 12 yards out, two defenders on him, squeaks it right between the two of them, far post, perfectly in the net. Dortmund up 1-0.
Perfect shot. So this might be a stupid question, but is he the best player for Team USA?
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Hands down.
Okay. Right. Hands down. It's not even a debate.
Yeah.
And how long has he been playing for Team USA for?
A year and a half. 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's been in the system for a bit, but he's not, yeah, he's not been on the national team. He's been on the national team for a year. So, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. He's a kid. He's, I think, 18 or 19. He's literally a kid.
A goal and assist in the win over Wolfsburg. Can't beat that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so he's absolutely killing it. Has high hopes for USA because of him, honestly. And we, like I said last week, we have World Cup qualifiers coming up. 2 weeks now. Actually, 11 days.
Wow.
Even better. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
So, obviously, the show is called Cox and Cannons. Let's talk about Burrs' Cox, Petty Roosevelt's Cannons. You guys went 0-2. A very, very tough weekend for you guys.
You know, I just want to say before we get into that, I'm proud that you knew the team logos already.
I'm getting better.
1 week and we're all over it. I mean, you got it down. So, yeah, Burrs, take it away with the Spurs, which was today, the most recent of the two.
You know,
can I say something real quick? Like a Buffalo sports loss.
Well, that's almost turning into a Spurs rendition for me. It's Buffalo sports. But the big thing, you know, it starts off great, great match, great action-packed side or game. Both ends are getting great opportunities on net. And then Marcus Alonso just gets a great free kick opportunity, and it's one of those that there's no stopping it. I don't care what goal you are, Hugo Lloris, Courtois, Ospina, I don't care who you are in the Premier League, you're not stopping that.
Right.
And before the half ended, you know what? Pressure's going on. They must have had 4 or 5 shots in a matter of 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And Kane right off the post. You're sitting there just like,
that was always hurt, honestly.
It was square off the post. It wasn't it was just square, comes right back, goes to David Luiz, he clears it out.
Right.
But then the big own goal for Chelsea.
What happened there?
Christian Eriksen, great corner kick, delivers the ball. The defender tries to just head it over the net. Instead, he just
puts
right
it right
into his own net.
It was bad.
I went nuts.
The whole neighborhood.
I'm screaming, jumping up and down. The whole neighborhood's going nuts.
I mean,
Dogs are barking.
Melinda Drive was afraid because there's just Joe Elber sprinting down the street, coming after it, yelling about the Spurs.
So
that was bad play. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was good cross, but like.
Yeah, it was a great ball, but bad defending.
That was awful.
But then right at that point, you're hitting that climax. You're like, you know what? We have a chance here. We got 1-1. 82nd
minute, right?
82nd. You got about 10 minutes to go, and then boom, Alonso runs. Takes it the whole length of the field and scores, which
five minutes later.
I feel Lloris should have made the stop, but didn't.
How pissed off must of underbetters been?
That was also a Burrs. That was a Burrs pick right there. Burrs took the over 2.5 minus 107, so it was the underdog, if you will.
I've had so many bad beats in soccer where it's like 1-0 all game. And the final 10 minutes, there's like 2 goals, and I lose my shit.
Right.
Like, that's like, thank God I didn't have money on that game because that's a perfect example. An own goal in the 82nd and then Alonso in the 88th. Like, I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about
head
it.
Head to the nearest bridge, right, Burrs?
Oh, my God.
So, what happened with Arsenal?
Another one. Tough loss. I don't know how I feel about doing the show after 2 losses from both of our teams. I don't know if it's our fault because we started this, but I mean, they absolutely dominated.
They did.
They freaking dominated. They had one slip up in the first minute of the second half, mm-hmm. and Stoke capitalized. They scored, went up 1-0. Arsenal led possession 78% to 22%. I mean, that is ridiculous. They had 18 scoring chances to Stoke's 10. I mean, they freaking dominated, and the refs kind of screwed them over in two specific instances.
So, were you saying there's a handball?
There was a handball in the box. It's going to happen sometimes, yeah. And the rule on handball is if it hits your shoulder and your arms aren't spread out, they're not going to call it. Like, that's fine. Or if you're tucked in with your arms against yourself, that's fine. Mm-hmm. This guy was spread eagle, like, arms directly out, smacks him right in the hand, no that's call.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then another one of our defenders, Hector Bellerin, was coming into the box, and he got tripped up, and they called it incidental contact and no penalty.
I thought that was no penalty, but the more I watched it, I'm like, there was some contact. That kid's fast. I didn't realize how fast he is.
Oh, he's incredible, yeah. So the idea is that it happened so quickly, and he was kind of blocked off by the two defenders because it was obviously in the box. They couldn't really catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see more shots as it's halftime because it happened right before halftime, and it was bad. But, I mean, I'm not going to blame it on refs. They should still score.
Stoke City's goalie, Butland was on his head.
Oh, he's absolutely incredible.
The guy was a save after save after save after save.
There was one corner that came to Aaron Ramsey's foot, and, I mean, he made the save of the year so far. He full extension, like, arms out, and Ramsey couldn't bury.
Garrett Schmeichel-esque.
Right. Well, that's what they said. Did they say that? Casper Schmeichel, but, yeah.
Whatever.
That's fine.
It's all another English name.
Right, exactly. So Arsenal and Spurs, tough losses this week. But, I mean, that's the EPL. You're not going to always win on the road.
No.
For Arsenal's sake and Spurs, I mean, what do we say about the Spurs in Wembley Stadium?
They can't win.
1-9?
Yeah.
The last time.
Yeah, they're not great at
Wembley. They can't. No, it's their new field because they're getting the new White Hart Lane built, so they're at Wembley playing there.
They're out of the White Hart toilet.
They can't, yeah, all right, settle down there, kid. They just can't win there. I don't know what it is. It's the field's bigger. I mean, the fans are not as close, I shouldn't say.
Okay.
Not the field itself, but the fans are not as intimate and as close.
Well, there are more seats there, too, obviously. Wembley is the biggest stadium in England. So.
Yeah, don't you want to play there?
Right. I mean, well, yeah, that's the FA Cup.
That's what makes it just awful.
Like,
it's whatever.
So, real quick.
On to the next one.
How crucial is home field in soccer?
Oh, it's huge. It's big. It's absolutely huge.
So when, like, these odds makers are making the lines, they're definitely, like, just like the NFL, you get, like, typically 3 points. So it's, like, right. It's pretty crucial.
Yeah, no, the crowd, like, the crowds are so crucial in soccer because of how loud they are the whole match.
Insane.
And, like, it's just a whole nother atmosphere. We don't experience that in any other sport.
No.
Because they are nonstop cheering you on every single second of the game. Like, even at halftime, they don't stop cheering. Like, it's incredible.
And I love on the side, you can, like, bet at the games, too.
Well, yeah, so...
It's amazing. Get me over there.
Right, so...
It's bucket list, for sure.
The stadium that Arsenal played against, or in, this week was Stoke Stadium.
Yeah.
Their stadium is named Bet365 Stadium. And you can live... I mean, it's ridiculous. You can live bet the match at halftime.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in section 110 at the Pills game. I'm going to head up to the friggin', you know, concession stand, and right to the right, there's a betting booth. How awesome would that be? Wake up, America.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's pretty incredible, honestly, what they have there. And they're obviously so open about it, yeah.
Amazing. Yep. So, Man U, their train keeps rolling. Another 4-0 win on the road today.
Two straight weeks of 4-0 wins.
I'm very nervous. That team looks really, really good.
So, are they looking like...
Wow. Yeah.
Top notch.
So, what I'll say is, the past three seasons, you've had runaway champions.
Yeah.
Chelsea 3 years ago, runaway, no one was close all year.
Yep.
And then 2 years ago, you had the Leicester run, which was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Chelsea was in there for like a little bit with them. Or not Chelsea. Spurs, sorry.
Thank you, brother.
I apologize.
Thank you.
The Spurs were in there for a little bit. And then the last like 5 or 6 weeks or so, Leicester was untouchable.
Yeah.
And then obviously Chelsea last year again, same thing, run away. I'm worried about Man U doing the same thing because their firepower up front is incredible. They have Paul Pogba. They have Martial. They have Marcus Rashford. They have newly added Romelu Lukaku. I mean, they are incredible.
Yeah.
But, the best part is, yes, they're scoring. But they pitched two shutouts back-to-back weeks, too. And last year, their biggest problem was not goal scoring. It was their defense. So,
And you always still have De Gea, and that guy's he's a stud. So you can always rely on him.
Right.
I mean, I'm nervous. It's the Premier League's probably gonna be over by mid.
I'm not writing it off after 2 weeks, but exactly. They look absolutely incredible because Man City did this last year, and they finished third in the table. So I mean,
yeah, Pavlov's Man City.
Yeah.
So there are three teams with 6 points. Yeah, Man U, West Brom, and Huddersfield.
I mean, it's incredible.
It's awesome. Like, I talked to Burrs about this. I love soccer now. You know, before a few years ago, I hated it. I didn't think it was a good sport to watch at all. Now I can sit down and watch a match.
Right.
And it's tough for me. Like, you love Arsenal. You love the Spurs. I don't know who to latch onto. Like, I don't want to be like a bandwagon fan and say, okay, I'm a Man U fan.
Right.
This Huddersfield shit is awesome.
I mean, it's incredible.
Six points. What was it? 1-0 win today. Yep. And what were you saying? What was the stat? It's been like
45 years since their first win in the EPL at home, which is incredible. I mean, 45 years.
Imagine the party that's going on out there.
Right, exactly.
That's just so cool.
I mean, stuff like that gets you a new stadium. Like, you see it with Leicester winning the EPL. Mm-hmm. They can buy more players. They get a nicer jerseys, all that stuff. I mean, this is incredible for Huddersfield. It seems like the same thing's going to happen to them. Obviously not win the whole table and win the EPL, but it's great. You love to see
like, it. Yeah. Could you imagine, like, the Bills not winning a playoff game for 45 years, and then finally they win one?
That's
we're at that point. I mean, we're at 17's like, you don't see that in sports.
But can you
at,
but, four
maybe. Yeah. But this isn't even,
and can you comprehend that? You know,
no,
can you imagine like that? That's
like getting a win.
There's probably going to be numerous alcohol poisonings in Huddersfield this weekend. I don't know.
Right.
Populations are going down.
I mean,
there could be a baby boom in 9 months.
Oh, there's a good chance.
Check the stats for that. Just like honestly, Chicago, just like the Cubs.
Right, Vancouver, same thing. Yep. I mean, and they didn't even win. So, I mean, come on. Yeah, no, like, honestly, Huddersfield is doing really well. You love to see it.
Yeah.
Promotion team coming from the championship up and winning two games.
So, real quick, talk to me about this celebration injury.
Oh, my God. So, we're going back to the Bundesliga. Back to where Christian Pulisic plays a game over the weekend. Guy scores a goal, and I have never seen a worse celebration in my life. He scores, and then he starts doing like a helicopter. He's running around in a circle with his arms out, kind of like who is that guy on the Jets that like flew the plane around after they got into the AFC Championship game? Oh my goodness, it's gonna kill me! Can't wait, guy. Bart Scott.
Bart Scott
was flying around a plane. It was kind of like that. Stevie so he's Johnson. Flying in circles.
Stevie Johnson doing the plexiglass thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Same type of thing. Except for he jumped up in the air while doing like a 360 spin. He landed on the corner flag and twisted his knee after he scored a goal. So it's
can we get a video of this on our Instagram?
It was very similar.
We need to do that.
It was hilarious.
Very similar to Gramatica. Martin Gramatica, right, when he does this jump up in the air and lands or whatever, and you're like, oh no, torn ACL.
I mean, you knew right away because the whole team's going nuts. They're chasing him. They're like, what the hell is this guy doing circles for? And then he jumps up, goes down. The whole team piled on top of him. They didn't realize he was hurt until he's like writhing on the ground, grabbing his knee. I couldn't believe it.
We have to find this.
You actually have a soccer player that's actually rolling around in legit pain this time. So
he's not like dying.
You know, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's good.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I mean, that's what you get for celebrating like an asshole. Like 10 times out of 10. Like, that's ridiculous.
My God. And quick apology to our viewers and listeners. Liverpool went under today. So if you took out any loans.
I mean, it had to happen. So
like,
we start the pod, and we're talking about Arsenal
right?
and Spurs and Liverpool unders. Everything loses. Arsenal lose. Spurs lose. Liverpool wins 1-0. Are you kidding
me?
So
pound the over next week, baby.
Nope. I mean,
ride
the under wave.
Oh, I'm pounding the over.
I agree.
I'm pounding the over. Liverpool's coming back. Jurgen Klopp is not going to allow the way they played against Crystal Palace.
I mean, they got the win. That's all that matters.
Yes, indeed.
I don't care about scores in soccer other than unless you're betting on them. The win's the win. Like, you need your 3 points. So
real quick, before we wrap up, anything to look ahead in week three? Any big matchups? Any what's going on next week?
We have a big matchup tomorrow. So week two's not over yet.
Monday, that's right. Monday
games.
Yeah,
so sometimes they do Monday games. Yep. It just depends on the schedule. And it's Man City Everton, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Which is a powerhouse matchup. That's another one where you have two powerhouses and odds are that over-under is going to be 3.5, so...
Think so?
Get eyes out for it, yeah. Wow. I mean, they like to do that with, like, the big Big okay. name matchups. Just to sucker people in. That's all
I just feel like most
Monday Night Football. That's what it is. It's Monday Night Football.
It's Monday Night Football in England. I love it. So that should be exciting.
Yeah, that's a big one ahead. And then next Sunday, so week three you asked about, next Sunday, big matchup, Arsenal and Liverpool.
Oh.
I mean, people are sprinting to their books looking at the over.
And my Burnley is on the road in Tottenham against their Spurs. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a big week ahead.
Okay.
But the Spurs can't win at Wembley, so maybe you bet Burnley plus 1,100.
Oh, my God. Tottenham's minus 400?
Burnley is in the top six.
They were up a man today and lost 1-0 to West Brom, which is another team that's 6-0.
All right, so folks,
points.
If you need your gambling fix tomorrow, we got soccer.
Sure.
What are you thinking? Who wins that game?
Where's
it at?
City won 4-0 week one, so... Or I don't know if it was 4-0, but regardless, they won week one, so I'd like City.
City?
Everton's just, they're not the same Everton, honestly. So
they're not.
Yeah. City's the favorite, so I'm going to roll with them.
All right. Awesome. Well, great episode 2 of Cocks and Cannons. We will see you next week. Good night now.